Friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of Itzel Beit Shrei Lo Chazia, that a woman is not right to marry two men at once. And the shaila is, why not? That's what we were discussing in the previous shiur. We saw the Avnei Miluim, which says that it's Kedushin Sheina Masurin Lebiya B'Taras Vadai. Now we wanted to offer a different approach that is given by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, and we are continuing where we left off in the previous shir. In Gittin Pei Beis Amid Beis, Rabbi Abba says that Kiddushin Chutz Miploni, that if a person wants to marry a woman vis-a-vis the whole world, except vis-a-vis Ploni, regarding Ploni, and they're not married, what's the din? That's like Gerishin Chutz Miploni. That's like divorcing someone vis-a-vis the whole world, except vis-a-vis Ploni. Because both according to Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanim, we require biyatzeh v'haisa. There's an equation between divorce and marriage. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that chutz miploni works for gerushin. It also works for kedushin. According to the Rabbanim, that chutz miploni doesn't work for gerushin, it also doesn't work for kedushin. Abaye says, im timtzi lomar isa lik the Rabbi Abba, if Rabbi Abba is correct, that there's a concept of Kiddushin chutz miploni, then mishkachas la'ish shnei meisim. Then how can it be that we say that there's no such thing as a woman having two husbands, two dead husbands? She could have two dead husbands. How? Reuven came and he was mekadesh her to everybody except for Shimon. Shimon came and he was mekadesh her stam. So kiddushe Reuven answers her to the whole world, except for Shimon, and Shimon's kiddushin answers her to Reuven. So you see, she's Eishes Shnei Mesim. How can that be? Frak the Achiezer and Chelek Aleph Simon Chavtes, Siv Katan Tes, that according to Shitas Rashi, that Eishes Ish, who becomes an erev on her husband, the Kedushin fall away, are annulled. If so, it emerges that when Simon was Mekadesh or Stam, she becomes an erev of Eishes Ish on Reuven, and she needs Kedushe Reuven to, and Kedushe Reuven have to go away. Kedusha Reuven are annulled. She's not Eishes Shnei Meisim. So the Achiezer asked that according to Shisus Rashi, but Abaye says is not correct. It's not going to be Eishes Shnei Meisim. Why is it not going to be Eishes Shnei Meisim? It's not going to be Eishes Shnei Meisim because the second she goes with Shimon, Reuven's Kedushin falls away. Now we wanted to say in the previous shir that Rashi was only talking about Sota, but he wasn't talking about other Arayas. By other Arayas, even if she becomes an Erev on her husband, the Kedushin doesn't necessarily fall away, because you can't, once you're married to somebody, you can't suddenly become an Erva and then have the marriage annulled, only by Sota, as we explained in the previous shir. Because by Sota, din iser v'keiron v'etzem ha'ishus, and therefore the Kedushin should fall away. But not by other Arayas. However, it's not so pashut, because that we said that b'chol Arayas, besides Sota, Rashi agrees that when she becomes an Erev al Baila, the Kedushin don't fall away, because there's no shame Erva klape Baila, as long as she's his wife. That's only if it's an Erva that's not Machmas Iser Eishes Ish. If it's an Erva Machmas Iser Eishes Ish, then the Kedushin will fall away, because when Ishto Shel Reuven becomes Aser to him because of the Ishus of Shimon, who asers her and makes her an Erva Kule Alma, so she definitely has a shame Erva even like Ave Reuven, because the shame Erva is because of someone else's Ishus. And once she's somebody else's wife, she definitely can't be his wife, Reuven's wife. And his ishus, Reuven's ishus with her, is not going to be Monea, the din erva. Other ervas, yes. But now when it comes to being married to somebody, once she's married to Shimon, and that's a special din, an ishus, you can't have ishus with another man, and with man number two, and say that you're married to man number one. That certainly doesn't work. If it's another type of erva that she becomes while they're married, So there the marriage isn't going to fall away, because you can't be, once you're married to somebody, you can't suddenly become an heir of an usher to them. They're married. But if you're in the realm of marriage, that she becomes she has issues with somebody else, she's married to somebody else, then we would say that it does fall away. So for example, by Nida, even if we say that Nida is an erva, still the marriage wouldn't fall away, because she has issues with him. But just because she's a Nida and she's usher, that's a side point, that she's usher to him. The marriage is still, there's no ishus, other ishus getting in the way. But if there's another ishus getting in the way, then the first kedushin, the kedushin to her first husband, are nifka. And then, if that's true, then haja kushi l'duchta. Why shouldn't kedushe ruvein fall away? And she's not going to be eshes shnei mesim. Well, the second she's with Shimon, it's not eshes shnei mesim, because kedushe ruvein falls away. So it would appear that this argument between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, if you're Megarish Ishto Chutz Miploni, that she Megureshes or not, that according to Rabbi Elazar says that Chutz Miploni is good, works. Rabbanan say Chutz Miploni doesn't work. The explanation is that the reason of Rabbanan, the Gemara says, the reason according to Rabbanan that it doesn't work is because we require krisus, and there is no krisus. How can it be krisus if you're divorced vis-a-vis everybody except for Ploni? Vis-a-vis Ploni, we're still married. How can that be? It's not krisus. Krisus means being totally cut off. So it would appear that even Rebbe Lazar, who holds that we require krisus in Gerishin, even he agrees that we require krisus in Gerishin. Why then does it work chutz miploni? He holds chutz miploni, there's no giror in the krisus, because we know that kedushin is composed of two parts. Now we're getting into brisk. Brisk were called chemists because they broke up the elements. So now we're going to break up kedushin. We're going to be chemists. We're going to break up kedushin into its famous two parts. What are the two parts of kedushin? There's the chalos kinyan ve'ishas shalosh iknu yalo, and then there's the chalos isra la'alma, like it says in Kedushin Das la'kuli alma kehekdesh. When mitzad zeh, she's the erev on the whole world. Mitzad asra la'kuli alma kehekdesh, she's an erev on the whole world. So there's mitzad echad is the chalos kinyan ishus that she's knu yalo, and the other is the chalos isra la'alma. So we can say the Rebbe Lazar holds that in Gerushin there are also two parts. One is Hafkoas Ha'ishus, Keneged, that Kedushin is a creation of Ishus. And the other is the Heter La'alma, now she's Mutter to the world, in contrast to Kedushin, where she becomes Aser to the world. We're being Mafkia, the Aser La'kuli Alma Kehektesh. And Rebbe Lazar holds, that the Heter La'alma is not an outgrowth of Hafkoas Ha'ishus. Eino babit tolada me Hafkoas Ha'ishus. It doesn't necessarily follow. Just because it's Hafkoas Ha'ishus doesn't mean there's Hetel Alma. Rather, there's an Asiyah Miuchedes, there's a special Asiyah that's required. La'atira La'alma, look in the Kovetz. Yurim and Chelek Beis Nisim and Chav Zayin and Chav Ches. Now, the Din Krisus was only said about the Hafkoas Ha'ishus, that we require that the ishus should be mufka mikol v'kol, and there should be no shiur in the ishus, there should be nothing left over in the ishus. But if a person was mafkia the ishus lagamre, and he was mishayer, he left over in the afkoasa iser la'alma, there the shiur is effective. There it works, because there's no chisar in krisus. Because what's chisar in krisus? Krisus means afkoasa ishus. Here there was complete afkoasa ishus. Just the Heter La'alma isn't taken care of, but she's completely out from him, and she's just not mutter yet to the whole world, because she's still Aser to Ploni. But else the Hafkoas Ha'ishus, the Ishus is Mufka, and it doesn't necessarily go along with Hafkoas Ha'isra La'alma. So there's a complete krisus here, Hafkoas Ha'ishus, And therefore he holds that Gerushin is effective chutz l'ploni, because hafkas ha'ishus is below shiur. The breaking off of the ishus is not leaving anything out. It's completely broken off. He just mishayir beheter ba'alma, and therefore she's megureshes and she's not mutaris l'ploni. Both are true. She's megureshes mimenu, hafkas ha'ishus, but she's not mutar l'ploni because we don't have the heter yet l'kulei alma completely. But the rabbis hold that gerushin is one zach. The etzim gerushin is the hafkas ha'ishus, and the heter la'alma comes automatically. And if so, it's generated automatit. And if so, it's not shayich that the ishus should be mufka and not muteris la'alma. And if she's mishayir chutz miploni, it must be. If he's mishayir chutz miploni, it must be he's mishayir b'afkas ha'ishus. She's still his wife legabe osa ploni, and that's not considered krisus, since he is doing the gerushin, he's cutting the gerushin in half. Can't do that. It's only a partial krisus, because of course the ishus goes together with heter la'alma, and here there is no heter la'alma. So half a gerushin doesn't work, it's a chisaron in krisus, and memela it's not a get. And according to this, we can say that Rashi holds that eishes ish, that becomes an erev al baila, nifka kedusha, the kedushin goes away, and she doesn't need a get, is only according to the rabbis. We paskin like the rabbis that where there's hafkas ha'ishus, she's muteris automatically to the whole world. And therefore, since the din erva was mafkia, the ishus between them, because once she's an erva to another man, once she's married to another man, memela, once there's a din erva, not married to another man, but once there's a din erva, that's what Rashi was talking about in Sota that we saw in the previous year. Once there's a din erva to a certain man, there was hafkas ha'ishus. There's no ishus between them anymore. She's an erva. And memela, she's muteris la'alma, and she doesn't need a get. It comes automatically, no get necessary. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it's not enough to be mafkia the ishus in order that she be mutar la'alma, you need a special heter for this. It doesn't help that she becomes an erva and the ishus went away in order to be mati her to the world, because sof, there's no heter la'alma below get. So just being mafkia the ishus, the fact that she becomes an erva on him now, and there's a hafka in the ishus between the man and the woman, is nishginuk, because you also need that she should be mutar la'alma, and that doesn't work without a get. So you can't say that the kedushin automatically fall away, like you can according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, it's one and the same. The moment there's hafkas ishus, mela is heter la'alma. So here there's an erva, hafkas ishus, heter la'alma. Aber, the holy Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not enough to mafkia the ishus, you need a special heter la'alma. So say that the ishus here was mufka, but where's the heter la'alma? For that you need a get. So you can't say that just because there was a hafka of the ishus, now she's mutar la'alma. For that you need a get, and therefore he would not hold of the word of Rashi that the second there's going to be an Isser Erva, she is mutter to the whole world without a get, because the whole thing is dissolved. It's not true according to Rabbi Eliezer. You need a special heter la'alma. Not like the rabbis, that of course ishus creates the heter la'alma automatically. So now, it's very good that Reuven come. This is pretty gonish, isn't it? It's not my Torah, so chas v'shalom, you shouldn't accuse me of being arrogant. You can accuse me of being arrogant, but not because of what I just said, because this is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's mind working, not mine. So now it's very good that Reuven comes and he was Mekadesh Chutz Mishimon, and Shimon comes and he was Mekadesh Stam, and they both die, that she's considered Eishes Shneam Eisim, like the Gemara says. And we don't say that when she was Mekadesh Shimon, the Kedushim of Reuven go away, because there, B'Pashtus, the Gemara is talking about Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, that, remember the same Rebbe Eliezer, that Kedushin, and Rebbe Eliezer holds that Kedushin, Chutz Leploni, Rebbe Eliezer holds that Kedushin, Chutz Leploni is effective. Remember Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that Kedushin Chutz Miploni is effective and Gerushin Chutz Miploni is effective. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that Kedushin Chutz Miploni is effective. She's married to everybody except vis-a-vis Ploni. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, now that she goes ahead and marries Shimon, she's considered Eishes Shneam Eisim. Why? Because even though the Ishus of Reuven has to go away, and Memela, she's not Nofelas Liyubim because of Reuven, nevertheless, it would appear that we can say that since the Kiddushei Reuven did not go away with respect to the fact that now she's Muteris La Shuk, she's Mutter to everybody, she's still Asura La Ola Machamaso, she's still considered his wife, even as far as Yibum is concerned. Because again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as we learn, yes, when there's an Erva, the Ishus might go away, but there's no Heter La Alma. The Heter La Alma is a separate Zach. So yes, when she marries Shimon, the Ishus of Reuven goes away, but as far as Reuven is concerned, she still has no Heter La Alma. That she doesn't have a Heter for. There's Afkas the Ishus, but no Heter La Alma. And if that's the case, then as far as Yibum is concerned, it's very likely that she's still considered his wife, and she's Taka Esha Shnei Mesim, Shimon's and Reuven's. And it would appear that there's a raya for this Agav and Tosfos that Hared Megureshes Mimeni Viatam At Muteres L'chol Adam. If you say you're Megureshes for me, but you're not Mutter to everybody else, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a get. Ayin Sham and Tosfos Pebeis Amid Beis. So we can learn from this that as long as she's still Aser L'kule Alma Machamaso, she's still considered an Eishes Ish Gemura. So she says, Harei Megureshes Mimeni Viat Muteres L'chol Adam, you're still Aser to the whole world. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a get at all. And only in an instance that she becomes Mutter to somebody, that's considered that the Ishus goes away, and therefore if he dies, she's not going to be Nofel Liyavim. But where she doesn't become Mutter, where she's still Aser Akule Alma, she is Nofelas Liyavim. So we could say here also that since she's still Aser Akule Alma Machmas Ruvain, Memela, she's considered his complete wife, and she's Nofelas Liyibum. It would appear that Das HaRambam is exactly as we explained in Rashi. And with this we can answer the kesef of the Lechem, the answer to the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah in the 7th paragraph of Hilchos Ishus Halacha Yud Gimel, that since the Rambam paskins that if you say to Rona Raya Mukadeshes Lichutz Miploni Harei Zim Mukadeshes Misafek, so he should have brought in the 6th paragraph of Hilchos Yibum where he brings the din of Eishes Shnei Mesim that Isuras Midivrei Sofrim, he should have brought the din of Eishes Shnei Mesim Deoraisa, where Shimon Reuven comes and he's Mekadeshir to everybody except for Shimon, and Shimon comes and he's Mekadeshir Stam, and they die, so she can't do Yibum Lelevi Misafek Minatorah because she's Eishes Shnei Mesim. Could be she's Eishes Shnei Mesim. Why does the Rambam bring that down? But based on what we said, it's very beautiful. Because that Abai says that we find Eishes Shnei Mesim Midoraisa is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's such a thing that you break up the Kiddushin and you say that if I'm a Kaddish, if the woman's Mekadesh, Reuven's Mekadesher to everybody except for Shimon, and Shimon is Mekadesher, so when Shimon is Mekadesher, you're right, the Ishus with Reuven has been broken off, but she's still Aser L'kulei Alma as far as Reuven is concerned, and Memela there's going to be a din of Yibum, and then when Shimon dies there'll be a din of Yibum with him, so we have Eishes Shnei Mesim D'Oraisa. But that's only according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to the way we paskin like Rabbanan, that the heter l'shuk comes automatically as long as there's afkos ha'ishus. So there's no such thing as eishus shnei meisim daraisa. Because when Ruvain comes, he's mekadesh achutz mishimon, and Shimon's mekadesh ustam. Since she becomes an eishus isha and Ruvain, and there's a afkos ha'ishus, memela, there is also a heter la'alma. Memela, the whole thing with Ruvain is off. And she can taka be mesiabi machmas shimon. And it's very good, therefore, that the Rambam was mashmit the din of Eishes Shnei Mesim Doraisa. So again, according to Rebbe, only according to Rebbe Eliezer, there's a din of Eishes Shnei Mesim Doraisa. According to Rebbe Eliezer, he's Mekadi, Reuven's Mekadisher, everybody except for Shimon, Shimon's Mekadisher. There may be half cause of issues with Reuven, but there's still she's still connected to Reuven. She's still Aser La'alma as far as Reuven is concerned. And therefore, now she's Aser La'alma because of the two men, Reuven and Shimon, and that's Eishes Shnei Mesim Doraisa. But according to the rabbis, the moment, according to Rabbanan, the moment Shimon marries her, now there's not only Hafkos Eishes with Reuven, but there's also a Heter La'alma to Reuven, because the whole thing with Reuven is off, because according to the Rabbanan, as we explain, they work together, they're not two separate elements, but they're one and the same. One is Tolada de Memela, the moment there's Hafkos Eishes, the Heter La'alma Memela Asya comes automatically. So there can't be such a thing, according to the Rabbanan, as Beis Mason, as Eishes Shnei Mesim, because the second she's with Shimon, Reuven is out completely. So the Fizeh, we have a new reason for this din of Roma Rea Mekudeshes, Leva Lavzeh, Inu Mekudeshes. That it says in the Gemara, De Itza LeBeit Shrei Lo Chazia. When you say that a woman can't be with two men, and the Magad Mishnah, Tosri Zaken, as we saw in the previous segment, that it's because Harei Mekudeshes, Leva Lavzeh, that Einam, it's like saying that you're married to me and this other guy, which doesn't work, because if the Kedushin are Chal, they are both going to go away immediately because of the Erev of Eishes Ish, because the Erev of Eishes Ish is Mafkia Kedushin. The Erev of Eishes Ish, as we saw before, if she's an Eishes Ish with one guy, then it's off with the other guy. So each Kedushin is Mafkia the other. And therefore, this is only a Kedushin Lizman, and it's not even a Chalmei Kara. So that's why this din applies of Itzel Beit Shrei Lo Chazia, because it's like saying Harayat Mekudeshesli, the woman, when you say half of you, and it's like saying to me and to another guy, so that doesn't work. Because there's no chalos. There's no chalos kedushin in the first place. The whole kedushin is mufka in the first place. And since the whole kedushin is mufka in the first place, then there's no chetzeich mekudeshesli. Rav Chaim says that l'maisa, you don't even need to come on to this kedushin l'zman. And he explains why. But bottom line is that this kedushin is not chal, even meikara, because each one is mafkia the other. Either because it's lezman, or as Rav Chaim explains, it's not even in the first place. But you can't have two kantri. You can't have kedushin with two men, because once you're an erva, it's mafkia the ishus, like we saw in Rashi. Erevs mafki each other's ishus, and the whole thing is off. However, it's very difficult to say this pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam brings this in Perek Gimel of ishus, like Abed Din of Chatzi Isha, and he doesn't bring yet that Kedushin Aron Tofes Be'eshes Ishu Barais until Perek Dalet. So from the location of the Rambam, it would seem that it's not midin Ervav Eishes Ish. That's not what we're talking about. So therefore it says Rav Chaim, to explain this din, that be'emes b'makadish liv lazeh yitochin b'kama ufanim. When you say to me and to this other guy, it can be done in a few ways. Chada, one way. B'makadish kol ish alatzmo v'kol ish alachavero. The whole one belongs to him, and the whole one belongs to his friend. So there's going to be a complete ishus for each one. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work. First of all, we have a klal of Rabba. Rabba says, "Kol sheino b'zechazeh filu v'asachaseino." So if it doesn't work one after the other, it also can't work together. So here it wouldn't work one after the other. It wouldn't work together. Or just al pi svara. That al pi svara, that a woman can't be married to two men completely. Or you could do it a different way. Half for him, half for his friend. But that doesn't work either. Can't marry half a woman. So half for him and half for his friend doesn't work. Even though there's no problem to sell Yav Eishes Ish, because the half he's getting his friend isn't getting, the half his friend is getting he's not getting. But you can't marry half an Isha. However, there's a third way. And that's like we find in Mammon as the king in Beshutfus, that two people are Kona Chefetz Beshutfus, and they're a Bailin Beshutfus. We find in Avadim, which is similar to the king in Avishus, same parak in Kedushin, is Torah Shutfus. So why don't we say by Kedushin, Kimi Mekadish Beshutfus? And then it wouldn't be Chatzi Isha. Because each woman is complete, this woman is completely married to both of them. B'shutfus. There's no Erev. It's not considered an Erev. An Erev is where it's two separate things. She's Reuven's wife and she's Shimon's wife. So that's being Reuven's wife, she's an Erev to Shimon. Now Shimon's wife, she's an Erev to Reuven. But here, she's Reuven and Shimon's wife. It's not somebody else's wife. It's a shutfus. We own it together. And then this comes the din of Itza Levetre Lo Chazia. It's not shaykh to have shutfus be Ishus. Ishus is not a midi de ma'amona. There should be an union of shutfus. And that the Tosis Riyazakin says that it's like saying Iskachi li ula acher. When you say half a woman, you're saying married me and this other guy. Meaning that if it would be effective, there wouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Isha. There wouldn't be a problem of Chatzi Isha. But since it's impossible to marry Liu La'acher, why is it impossible? Again, either because we have the klal of Rava, of Rabba, that if it's not b'zecher z'afil b'vas achaseino, or it's just not mistaber, she could be married to, completely married to Reuven and completely married to Shimon. So you also can't have a kinyan meshutif. And since you can't have a kinyan meshutif, it turns out that he's only marrying a half an isha. And now she's a chetzi isha, because you're trying to make a kinyan meshutif. Kinyan b'shitif doesn't work. Because this isn't regular mumminess that you can have a shutfus. Can't have a kinyan b'shutfus, and therefore you can't say Chetzeich mikudeshesli, which Tosfos Ri HaZaken says, it's like saying Hiskachi li ulacher. And that's no good, because there is no such thing as a kinyan b'shutfus. So what are you left with if you can't have a kinyan b'shutfus? You're left with a chatzi isha. A chatzi isha you can't marry. And that's what the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch mean, Arei mikudeshesli v'zayin mikudeshes, because there's no ishas b'shutfus. And therefore, what is he trying to do here if there's no ishas b'shutfus? He's trying to marry half a woman. That also doesn't work. Chatz ishas is not effective. And that's what the Magid Mishnah writes, that we learn this rule that chatz ishas doesn't work from itzel beitrei lo chazia. Itzel beitrei lo chazia means that you can't have b'shutfus. And Memela, when he says chetzeich, he's trying to marry half of her. And half you can't marry. Since itzel beitrei lo chazia, because it doesn't work in shutfus. Memela, when you say half, you mamish mean half. And half doesn't work. So what's the pshat then in this Gemara of Itzel Beitrei Lo Chazia? We saw the Avnei Miluin, because it's not Maser Labia. And then we had a second pshat. It's because each Erva is Mafkia the other, and therefore it's nothing. Itzel Beitrei, it's like saying me and this other guy, they're both erevus to each other. And they're both mafki each other, and therefore they're both off. Or shutfus. It's saying a woman can't be married b'shutfus. It's a lebeitrei lo chazi b'shutfus. And therefore, when he says a half a woman, himamish means half. And half doesn't work. You have to marry a whole woman, not a half a woman. So that is, in a nutshell, some Torah about this very, very deep sugya of Itzel Beitrei Lo Chazia, Kedushin Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we should be zoche lomod ulelamed lishmor v'lasos ulekayim. It's called Divrei Salmu Tarasu V'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.